This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about, and the father of the Me Too movement is something I think we should be talking about, because one of the things that bugs me about what's been going on with Kavanaugh, and we got more, we'll discuss other stuff, but one of the things that bothers me about this situation with Kavanaugh is the fact that we've lost sight of this whole Me Too movement. We've lost sight of the gravity of why it started. I call Harvey Weinstein the father of the Me Too movement. I call Bill Clinton its grandfather. Now, it's been going on for a long time. I'm not looking for the patient zero. You know, we got to go back a long way to find patient zero. But here's what I'll tell you. Patient zero is a leftist dude. And he's somebody that he's a wolf in sheep's clothing walking among women who claim, who are going to exalt this guy. Weinstein's a perfect example. Look at all the so-called feminists who were friends with Harvey Weinstein. His name hasn't come up. I looked Harvey Weinstein up just the other day, and you know what he's doing? They said he's mounting his defense against these women. You know that 80 women have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, assault, or rape. Weinstein, whatever. Asia Argento, who, by the way, was accused of sexual assault herself on a young man, a 17-year-old kid, she's one that put the list together. A list of over 100 alleged instances of sexual abuse by Weinstein, and they put that list together in November of 2017. The list dates back from 1980 to 2015 and include 18 allegations of rape. But this is what the left are trying to do to Judge Kavanaugh, is to say he potentially groped a girl back in when he was 17 and old. The second accuser says at a party he supposedly took out his penis. Where, as I asked earlier, where was everybody else? This is what the left has succumbed to. But guess what they've overlooked? They overlooked that Weinstein was supposed to break open Hollywood. He was supposed to be the coconut. They took the shell apart, and he was going to expose, pardon the pun, everything that was going on inside of that cocoon of debauchery. And we've got nothing. We still got Weinstein, and he's fighting. Don't be surprised. Within 2 or 3 years, Harvey Weinstein is back owning a studio, produces a successful movie, and it's rinse and repeat all over again. Because let me tell you something. Nothing has changed in Hollywood. Nothing. They are still taking advantage of these young bumpkins coming to town. Guys are still, producers are still saying, you put out, I'll get your role, yada, yada, yada. And you know what the women's movement, the Me Too movement is doing? Nothing. They're keeping their mouth shut because the very same women that are complaining, there are a group of people who have made their way up, and they're saying to those women that are now on the way out, they're saying, shut up. You had your chance. Disingenuous leftists to their rotten cores. I understand why conservative women don't want to be a part of that nonsense. The same reason why you have conservative blacks that say, What are you trying to tempt me into by saying, Kevin, I'm going to, you know, you're expelled from the black race. Thanks. Don't do me any favors. If I got to put up with all the nonsense of crazy blacks, ethnocentric thinking, racist behavior, criminality beyond belief, black on black crime, acting like you care about me, please. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, let me just tell you, thank you. As I said earlier, thank you. Father of the Me Too movement. Why bother with Weinstein and all of Hollywood and the numerous mostly leftist congressmen who've been accused of everything from groping to rape when you have a 30-plus-year-old past of the judge to review, right? To stop him at all costs. Why? Because he's a stellar guy, perfect for the Supreme Court, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to rule based on the rule of law. That's how he's going to rule. He's going to follow the Constitution. How dare he? As ridiculous as this strategy is, I say, have fun with it. Democrats want to resort to kicking their own butts? They see this as positioning only women for positions of power, folks. But this is a huge backfire. You want to know why? And for those of you who say to me, Kevin, I can't say these things, you know, black folks, this, that, and the other, because it'll get me in trouble. I say it about women. In case you guys don't know this, at Fox News, the top person that I report to at Fox News is a woman. The two people below her that pick my career are women. And I've had this very same conversation with them. I love strong women. But what I don't tolerate is liars. Conniving liars. I don't care what your gender is. So this idea that we got to believe people, and what gets me is how we've allowed them to take this Me Too thing and put it into the realm of Kavanaugh, when we've got congressmen that have been, we've been paying their slush fund money off, mostly leftist congressmen. We've got Hollyweird. We've got entertainment that treats women. Look at rapper. Look at who's in entertainment. Somebody give me this. Who dominates entertainment? Leftists. Who are the people that talk about women like they're dogs? Leftists. The people that vote Democrat. They're the ones who talk about women like they're dogs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenarios involving Kavanaugh with very weak women. What an embarrassment to feminism is Blasey Ford, Professor Ford, and this chick Debbie Ramirez. What an embarrassment. Leftist women, you should not to use them as your poster children of strength. They're so brave to come out. They're not brave. They're a bunch of lemmings being told what to say and what to do. Should be ashamed of themselves. And they should be ashamed. You mean the Democrats should be ashamed for them. Anybody that's got a brain should be going, what are you people trying to pull? Do you really think Republicans are that stupid? Conservatives are that stupid? Do you think women are that stupid? And what are you saying to other women? What are you saying to young girls? That's your excuse for whatever? We got a story coming up. It'll blow your mind. Again, falsely accusing men of things that they didn't do. Why? All for personal gain, you know, or the gain of the system, if you will. The Me Too movement. Women are strategizing right now in this country how they can get back at old boyfriends, at old work, you know, workers, people that they, that you know, maybe got a promotion, at old bosses, at you name it. Ex-husbands. Can say or do whatever you want, and the man is automatically guilty. That is ridiculous. I don't know what's going to happen after I'm dead, but while I'm here, if you accuse me of something, you better have proof, because I'm coming at you fully, guns a-blazing. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are tricky, man. Tricky people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? They're tricky. You know I'm right. Why are you questioning me? I don't understand my audience sometimes. Y'all out there questioning me? I'm just playing with y'all. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats are sneaky sons of guns, man. They are sneaky. They will do anything. They will cheat. They will connive. They will, look, there's what verb do you need? Give me a dastardly verb, and I will tell you that a Democrat will do it to you, but and do it to your face. Smile in your face and try to backstab you. You've seen them. You've worked with them. You may very well be family members with them. The best thing we could do for this country is to change the mindset of anybody that would dare think of themselves as a leftist, a liberal, a progressive, whatever they call themselves, because they got to keep changing names. You know, they're like snakes shedding their skins. Oh, Kevin, you're being hard on them. Yeah, well, anybody that's thinking that right now, you sleep with one, you know, you're hanging out with one and you're getting a little bit or something, or you just don't want to face the music. Because let me tell you, you know I'm right. Sneaky. They want right now. I think I talked about this in Texas. They wouldn't. No, we didn't. That there is voter fraud going on in Texas. Maybe that's what we should talk about. Let's talk about that. So there's voter fraud going on in Texas. And I've said this before. I don't think Democrats could win California, Oregon, or Massachusetts if they didn't cheat. If Democrats played by the rules, they would not win any of these elections. I think we outnumber these clowns all over the country, including the states that we think we don't. They just managed to make us think that they're overwhelmingly in charge of these, you know, these places like California. They're not. They are faking the numbers. There are more sane people, even in the California, Kate. There are more sane people. I'm talking about conservative folks than the liberals, than these leftists. And we've just been fooled because they've been controlling it for so long. Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, please, the far this left, Kamala Harris. You know, these are crazy people. So they've made us believe it. But they're not. We outnumber them. Here's what this thing says. Despite being constantly assured by Democrats and most of the mainstream media that the voter fraud doesn't really exist, these nagging stories keep popping up. This one, picked up by CBS News in Dallas, is a doozy. Four women have been charged with felonies in Fort Worth after the discovery that they were intercepting ballots primarily intended for elderly voters and filling them out themselves before trying to trick the intended voters into signing them. And it's not just a few ballots either. Four women are facing felony charges accused of being part of what Attorney General Ken Paxton's office called an organized voter fraud ring in Fort Worth. So the people that tell you, we want to help the poor people, we want to help the elderly, we want to help the children, are intercepting the ballots of mostly elderly people, and then they are filling these things out and getting these people to sign them. Now, let me tell you what else they're doing. They are getting black folks to register. Then they're doing the same thing. They're filling out the ballots on behalf of people that may register because they stop somewhere like, get in the club, come register to vote. Yeah, okay, I'll go ahead. Yeah, go on, girl. And then they go in the club. Somebody takes that ballot, fills it out and says, hey, send me a fake ballot. They're filling these things out on behalf of black folks and saying, oh, look at this. The black vote is voting for so-and-so. If you take the cheating out, I'm telling you right now, Democrats would be hard-pressed to win any election. I'm talking about even in the cities, they'd be hard-pressed. If a Republican ran in the cities and you took the cheating out, you'd be shocked at how many of them might win. The voter charges, they say, involve mail-in ballots sent in ahead of the 2016 primary elections in Texas. Paxton said the office said the case targeted elderly voters on the north side of Fort Worth. A grand jury indicted Leticia Sanchez, Maria Solis, Laura Parra, and another Leticia Sanchez Tepichin. They said the women harvested votes by filling out applications for mail-in ballots with forged signatures. Then they would either, quote, assist the voter with filling out the ballot or fill it out themselves and use deception to get the voter to sign the envelope and the ballot would be sent back in. Now, here's what I want you to understand. This is not isolated to Fort Worth, Texas. This ring, as they called it, is something that goes on all over America. Don't be fooled. They said these women were part of a group that has been filling out ballots in the hundreds or even thousands. While four women have been indicted on 16 counts thus far, the AG is saying there are more people involved in a lot more incidents. So there you go. I'm telling you, you don't have to look very far to understand what's happening here. And get this, your tax dollars are funding these cheaters. You better know some 501c3 that's getting your money and they're saying, oh, no, this is a voter registration thing. And then they go out and they do this type of trickery and they hurt the very people they claim they want to help. Because, look, let these people make up their minds for themselves. You want to fill out a ballot? You want to vote? I'm all for it. I don't care. I don't want to see a suppressed vote, you know, just for the sake of suppressing it. If an old person wants to vote, let them vote. Let them vote their conscience. But these people are robbing them of their vote, and they see nothing wrong with it. They'll rob them of their vote. They'll register an illegal They'll do whatever it takes. I'm telling you. You guys, let me give you another story. So, Elle Magazine sent Kimye fans a false tweet claiming that Kim Kardashian and Kanye had split up. So they sent out this false tweet, and it had a link. And the link redirected followers to a voter registration page that was in partnership with Rock the Vote. So they use two of the most popular people on the planet. Oh, by the way, Kanye, who has professed his undying love, as you know, for President Trump. And they use them in order to generate votes and for young people to go there and rock the vote. Again, a clever way to get people to do it, but deceptive. And by the way, not even going to be successful. So what, you go there and you register? Yeah, I'm registered to vote. You going to vote? Nah, I ain't going to vote. I ain't going down there waiting no line. Okay. But I'm just saying, I don't care if you want to do voter registration. You don't have permission from Kim and Kanye to use them that way. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know if they have any recourse. But it's a shady way of doing it. Now, some people will go, Kevin, that's very clever. It's marketing. Okay, I'll give you that. It is clever, but I think it's deceptive. And it just goes to, don't tell me that you think it's clever that they're intercepting votes in Fort Worth, and by the way, all over the country. How do you think that, you think about the craziness of the left, the craziness of their ideas. How do you think you can spread that and people actually embrace it? The only way you can do that is by cheating. Short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted Si Se Puede as they made their way north through Mexico, having defied the will of one country and vowing to test the spine of the United States. The caravan has ballooned to 14,000 people, and many of them are males. And this Honduran male joined Fox News and says he knows he's not going to qualify for asylum, so he's going to have to sneak across the border illegally.
I know this is not going to be easy. But, you know, it's a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be able to stop a lot everybody.
Turkey's president vowed to go into detail in a major speech Tuesday on the findings of his country's investigation into the death of Saudi writer Jamil Khashoggi amid mounting international skepticism over the Saudi government's latest claim that the dissident journalist died in a chaotic fistfight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
News in the Hillary Clinton email probe. A federal judge says the State Department provided clearly false statements to derail lawsuits over Clinton's private email server.
Ooh, Hillary in trouble. Hillary in trouble. Oh, man. A time. Maybe we get an opportunity for some real justice, huh? Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton never brought to justice. And let me tell you something. We had plenty, plenty of opportunities. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. There's going to be more breaking news. You guys, you don't even remember this. Probably not. Eric Holder, at some point, he literally said, why are they still investigating this Russia thing? I mean, he asked for the Russian investigation to essentially be halted because Eric Holder was afraid. I'll get to that again. Sometimes you have to go back in the Wayback Machine to remember some of these things. People were scared. Drudge tweeted a while back a three-word phrase like, justice is coming. And it sent Democrats in a panic. This was earlier in the year. I'm talking like January, February timeframe. And people were like, what's it mean? And I don't remember that, but it was a three-word tweet on Drudge. And it made people go, what? What's going on? It's crazy what's happening, folks. People are afraid. On the left. Not us. We're celebrating. Merry Christmas, y'all. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. I said I'm going to tell you Merry Christmas until it's Merry Christmas again. From Happy New Year. I told you. That's what I said. I didn't say Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you, producers, for always correcting me on air. I said Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, it feels like January 1. It feels like Trump just got elected in 2016 and we're still, you know, taking Democrats' faces and rubbing it. That's what it feels like to me. Because I'm still happy. I'm happy because I'm looking at the outcome of everything that's going on under the gauntlet. The attack of just the barrage. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for. The barrage, the attack. It's happening to us, and we are absolutely kicking that butt every day, man. Whooping Democrats' heads. They come up like, you ready for another fight? Yeah, pop, pop, pop. It fights over. You're like, okay, see you tomorrow. Okay, joke. You know, they walk away with black eyes and drunk. You know, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And it ain't getting any better for them. It isn't like they're going to train. You don't expect a Democrat to actually go train, right? They're still in the same ideological fog that got them in this, you know, this mess in the first place. Holy cow, man. When are you going to give it a break? Anyway, back to Clinton. Justice. The illegal use of a personal email server instead of the State Department server, where she should have been conducting her official State Department business, but instead she's using an email that is in the basement, the bathroom basement closet of her home in New York. And she wants it to, oh, it was very secure. It was so secure, nobody could get it. Then the FBI comes. Even the crooked Comey FBI goes, no, it wasn't that secure. The Russians, the Chinese, they all hacked it. But they didn't get any information because I didn't have any classified. Oh, yeah, you had some classified documents. Well, I had a few, but they were mismarked. And, okay, listen, I shouldn't have had it. And I'm really sorry, but I didn't do anything wrong. And there are people in prison over this. I'm not talking about from her. And here's the FBI. Well, listen, we'll give everybody immunity. Just tell us your story. We won't record it. We won't take any notes. We'll brush it over because you're going to be president anyway. I mean, that's essentially what happened. They exonerated Clinton, her total disregard of federal law. And she says, well, I do admit it was not the right thing to do, but no harm, no foul, because I'm going to be president, right? People, a fraction of this would get you thrown in prison. And the FBI covers up for this lax protection of classified information sent by email on her private server. And then we find out there's some on her girlfriend's husband's server. I mean, a computer, not server. So we get another opportunity for real justice. The FBI found hundreds of thousands of Clinton emails on Anthony Weiner's computer. And in the typical Comey-controlled FBI, the Bureau withheld this discovery about the email for weeks. These crooks waited until after Congress concluded its investigation of the email scandal to release their bogus findings. So they wait. Judicial Watch got these documents from the Justice Department, found that these 340,000 emails were on Weiner's computer, and they were between Hillary and Huma. Is it Uma or Huma? It's got an H, but I don't know how you pronounce it. I think it's Huma. Huma Abedin. They received 45 pages of FBI documents with emails because they did a Freedom of Information discovery in September of 2018. Now, they ignored these two FOIA requests for Weiner's laptop investigation intentionally because they were slow walking this. This was James Comey. You know, Mr. Scripture, Mr. taking a picture at the Grand Tetons. It's great to appreciate nature when you're free. You know, I don't know what he's talking about, but Comey, I swear, y'all think I'm kidding you, but he looks like a dude that's going, look, I got a certain amount of freedom left, and I'm going to take advantage of it. So he's going to see all the monuments, maybe so he could tell the boys in the joint, you know, have you ever been to, you know, to Mount Rushmore? Oh, my gosh. It's so mind-blowing. It'll open your, you know, I can't even think of anything clever, but it'll open the senses or whatever, right? Oh, the Grand Canyon, to look at that big hole in the earth, and the prisoners are all sitting around, tell us more, James. Tell us more. James Comey. Oh, man. The Southern District of New York got a search warrant for Weiner's computer, and they were looking for child kiddie porn. Yeah. So they executed the warrant, and they found these communications between Abedin and Clinton. 2,800 documents, they say, were sent to Weiner's computer by Abedin. Now, that's peculiar. Now, they said, well, it was because she set up Outlook and it was grabbing this or that. I don't really care. Doesn't matter to me. What it shows to me is that they had a lax attitude in how they dealt with our data. Yeah. Here's what this reads. The new documents include uncovered by Judicial Watch include an October 3rd, 2016 email to an FBI official in New York, and that message is kind of a CYA message because the agent informed the Bureau about these emails between Abedin and Clinton that were showing up, and essentially he says, during the course of my review of the computer seized from Anthony Weiner, a seizure in search of which was authorized by the SDNY search warrant, I encountered approximately 340,000 emails stored on the computer. The large number of emails appears to be a result of a mail client installed on that computer that pulled emails from servers belonging to both Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin. A significant number of these appear to be between Huma and Hillary Clinton. the latter who appears to have a number of different email addresses. He's talking about Hillary Clinton here. This is based simply on a review of the header information. I did not review content of these emails as the warrant only authorizes me to view items that would give me probable cause to believe that CP, which is child pornography, evidence may reside within. So this guy's covering his butt saying, I found these, I'm letting you know. The biggest crux of this story is this. He found them in time for them to really take a serious look at those. But what they did is they said, oh no, the FBI says, we were only supposed to be looking at the child pornography stuff. We looked at that and that's the end of it. And they, you know, wipe their hands of it. Because that's what Comey's cheating staff does. And so now we find out, it wasn't the case. Yeah. He started this process on September 26th of 2016, quote, and noticed within hours the massive emails. But the FBI didn't notify Congress of Clinton's classified emails for weeks. Now, this is an obvious indictment of the Mueller investigation because the Inspector General's report noted the delay, saying, may have been the result of anti-Trump bias by FBI official Peter Strzok and others. Now, Strzok said, no, I'm so, you know, pious, no, I would never do anything like that as an FBI agent. I would never do it. Remember old Peter with that strange, I mean, that dude had a strange look. Just never forget that, you know, his head bobbling like a bobble doll, what do they call it, a bobblehead doll? And he says, you know, I would never do that. And I just want it to be understood that we are above and beyond in our reproach with the FBI. They're all lies. All blatant lies. Obvious bias. Goes on to say this. These new documents show the FBI knowingly sat on Clinton emails for over a month before notifying Congress. And even worse, we now know that the FBI didn't even bother to look at the emails. And again, only partially for weeks. The Clinton email scandal needs to be reviewed immediately. That's what Tom Fitton said. I completely agree. And it's only going to get worse for him, and we'll cover that when we get back. Keep it here,
this
folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
2018. It was a very good year. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is such a good year. Look, 2016. We knew it was the end of Obama. The race was coming up. I knew Trump was going to win, so I was happy. I was happy all year. I'd gone to the convention, and I came back going, this is a shoe-in. Then they win. Everybody's surprised. I had Kevin, you're lavishing roses on me as I'm on stage. You're throwing me roses. I get it. And then I told you, you're going to have the best Christmas and the best New Year going into 2017, and you did. Then 2017 approached the end of the year. I told you, you're going to have a great Christmas and New Year because Donald Trump knows what he's doing. He had a rock star first year. Go back and look for yourselves. You don't even have to look. You know you're feeling it. It's in your gut. So you got 2018. It was a very good year. It's been an amazing year. Why? Because I told you were going to find out just how scandalous this government is that claims it wants to protect you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Not long ago, I asked Democrats to consider an alternative ending to whatever it is that they believe, an alternative ending to the Russia stuff, an alternative ending to the Christine Blasey Ford lies, because they are indeed lying skanks. Melissa says, Kevin, you shouldn't use that word. You don't want to be known for using the word skank. What? Okay, lying skunks. If I change the A to a U, would it be okay, Fox News? So that's what they were. But ask yourself, if indeed that these women were lying, what would you think then? I'm just saying, consider the alternative. This is what I do as a conservative. I bet it's what you do as a conservative. You don't just go, oh, yeah, I believe Donald Trump. He says, I think cutting taxes is going to spur the economy and blah, blah, blah. I think, reducing this legislation, bureaucracy and business is going to help. And you can go, well, let me play devil's advocate for a second. So what if we tax more and gave more bureaucracy? Well, you ask yourself, what happens in your life when people call you up and everybody's going, hey, Kevin, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Can you do this for me? Blah, blah, blah. And so you're going, boy, they are really taxing me. My grandma, they used to use my old people when I grew up. They would use this, hey, he's taxing, always taxing me. They were saying, always stealing my time. That's what it means. I have a good friend. He's a very wealthy guy. He says to me, you send him an email. I say, hey, man, did you get my email? He's like, nah, I haven't read them. And I go, why not? He goes, that's my to-do list. And I went, what are you talking about? He goes, Kevin, he goes, rarely does anybody email you that they don't want you to do something for them. And I thought about it and went, you know what? That is so true. So I always title my emails to him, hey, man, there's something in this for you, Because then it's like, okay, I'll look at that. I just gave you a good piece of advice right there. So here's a guy that's saying, you're taxing me, man. Every time you talk to me, you're taxing me. Every time somebody wants something, they're taxing you. So look at it from the other side, leftists. Consider an alternative to whatever it is that you're thinking. Consider that the Robert Mueller investigation doesn't vet out what you think it will, and it may go the other way. I'm thinking that. I go, well, what if there's some collusion with Trump in some sort of way? What would it mean? Did it really impact the election? I mean, now, the better side of me goes, what would he do? How would he have done it? I mean, Barack Obama had all the apparatus in place. He's the one that's got the relationship with the Russians. So does Hillary. How would Trump have pulled this off? So it makes you start to ask the question, okay, let's say he did it. How would he have done it? How would he have accomplished it? Let's say Kavanaugh is the guy that they say. How is it that he would continue that and over decades nobody would know? I mean, that's not the kind of thing you keep secret. Where's his stash? These rapists like to keep like a memento of something. I've watched these TV shows and they go, they want to keep a memento because it'll remind them of the act. Where's his stash? You think his wife would put up with that? I mean, where's the pattern? It doesn't exist because the act didn't exist. So I'm just saying, give yourself an alternative. These former Democrats that are leaving the Democratic Party get it because they took me up on the offer and said, what if I'm wrong? And they see these dirty politics that are being played and they're watching it play out to the bitter end. But things are getting worse for them. Really are. Rod Rosenstein, he's still part of the Trump administration. I'm not sure how he manages to keep his job because he is indeed a swamp rat. But for all the interference that he's created, Trump has emerged unscathed. Now, when you consider all Rosenstein, whatever his name, and team did to crush candidate and now President Donald Trump, you got to know Donald Trump is tougher than a $3 steak. Now, Trump didn't help himself. Some of the choices he made were bad choices. Omarosa was his worst, but for this discussion, it's meaningless, so let's just move on. But for the Russian ruse, Trump's worst cabinet choice is likely Jeff Sessions. Now, I've written a piece about Sessions maybe being more crafty than we think, but I don't know. I mean, we'll have to, history will determine if Sessions is the hero or the goat. But he was an early adopter of Trump, and he had the credentials. But he left his naughty bits in Alabama and didn't bring them to Washington because he doesn't appear to have the ability to go out and say, okay, I recuse myself from this part of the investigation, but now I'm coming back in because that's over. But even with a Department of Justice that's sort of limping along, we get a sign that things are changing in D.C., folks. And now we get this news that Mueller is not going to release his report until after the 2018 midterms? What? See, I know what that means. And I know you know what that means because you have been listening to the Kevin Jackson Show for quite some time now. And there are a lot of new listeners. Boy, I got to tell you, you guys are writing. You're calling. It is so amazing to me the number of people who are now listening to. And I'm talking about in multiple locations. It used to be we were clustered in one of my favorite places, Salem, Oregon. And I know many of my fans are up there because we're on that station and been on there for quite some time. But now it's all over. I mean, just everywhere we get a new station, we get a bunch of new folks listening. And so you know where this is. Why would Mueller not want to release this report? And here's the bigger question. Why are there no leaks? See, when there are leaks, the leaks occur for two reasons. One, it's either to set up Trump or somebody around him, or when the Democrats want to set a new narrative, when they need something in order to say, oh yeah, there's a Russian, you know, mole in the Trump campaign or whatever, or we put a mole we put an FBI agent in the Trump campaign to help him. That's when they leak. But there's no leaks. Neither of these scenarios, by the way, are going to work because there's nowhere for Democrats to go. Recall where we are and how the Democrats implicated these various players. So we had Jared Kushner. We had Donald Trump Jr. We had Carter Page. All completely exonerated. And their exoneration is so complete that to bring them up again would be moronic. What are you going to do? You're going to recycle some news about these guys? So who did Mueller get? He got Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, Manafort, and Papadopoulos. Flynn has all but had his record expunged, and I'm telling you, he's going to sue soon because he has a rock-solid case. Cohen nor Manafort yielded anything, and Cohen was supposed to have the most damaging information, and finally they got Papadopoulos, which amounts to a wrist slap. This guy got, I think, 2 years probation and a $950 fine. Now, that's the Trump side of things, but what about the Obama administration players? Jim Comey, fired. Andy McCabe, under grand jury investigation and still got his, you know, blinks in a ring. You know, he's on the cattle prod. Peter Strzok, fired. Bruce Orr, demoted. Nellie Orr, refuses to testify. Glenn Simpson, pleaded the fifth. Miss Food, can't be located. Chris Steele, can't verify his information, and they never will be able to. And there are dozens more who are part of this cabal. Names you're going to start to see. I told you guys, look for a guy by the name of John Carlin. He's going to be one. Jim Jordan helped connect the dots, he said. Clinton campaign hires Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie hires Glenn Simpson. Simpson hires Chris Steele and Nellie Orr. Steele funnels fake news dossier to Nellie's husband, Bruce. Bruce gives it to the FBI. FBI uses it to spy on the president's campaign. And today, Glenn Simpson took the fifth. So this is the big trouble here. And Donald Trump, he poses in a tweet, he says, is it really possible that Bruce Orr, whose wife Nellie was paid by Simpson and GPS Fusion for work done on a fake dossier, and who was used as a pawn in the whole scam, witch hunt, is still working for the Justice Department? How is that so? So as I ask you, think about this. D.C. Democrats, they scrambling in D.C.? Because I suggest to you that they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.